Hey, what's up, guys? Amir Fazeli here from Adonis Athletics, back at it again with another episode of Bars, Plates, and Protein Shakes. And today we'll talk about a couple of points on mistakes that beginners usually make when trying to stay lean. When people find it hard, find it frustrating to build muscle or to stay lean as they train, what are some of the common mistakes I notice that they make? So number one is lack of protein intake. A lot of people feel like they are taking enough protein in through their diet. But really, when you break it down, they're actually not. They're having much less protein than they think they should, and definitely not enough protein for the purposes of muscle development and progression as far as staying lean. Now, staying lean, the reason why protein is important is because it aids in the build of muscle, but also in the retention of muscle and body's tissues. So when protein is down, it's been found to be a very important key variable for metabolism, for muscle retention, for changes in body composition and things like that. In fact, it's so important that when they've done research comparing different types of diets together, they've found that it doesn't matter if you do keto or low carb or high carb or whatever, paleo, anything else in between, as long as the calories are matched for and the protein is matched for, there is no difference in ultimate outcome, really, of all these different diets. As far as body recomposition or weight loss or weight gain goes, there is no difference. That's how big an importance protein plays. So a lot of people will maybe eat enough, but their protein may not be at the right amount, and so they get less than stellar results. So that's the number one thing, making sure that your protein is in. Some people obviously find it hard to get protein in, depending on how big you are and depending how your previous eating habits have been, that you've got to obviously make a change now. They'll find that it's hard for them to hit protein. That's fine. You just got to use little tips and tricks until it becomes your newly found habit again. And those things could be sneaking in protein shakes. Those things could be making sure you're eating protein regularly enough through the day at certain intervals. Which brings me to my next point. Eating protein at enough or not too long a distance between each protein intake. So although as far as like calories, so when we're talking fats and carbs are concerned, it doesn't really matter if you have the majority of your carbs and fats in the morning, in the afternoon, before sleep, whatever it may be, as long as you're hitting your caloric target, as long as you're not exceeding that. Obviously, you know, there's a little bit of a consideration in regards to, for example, ingesting carbs in and around training. That's going to make a difference for performance and recovery and stuff like that. But we're just talking in a general sense, right? Protein, however, can't be done like that. You can't save your protein or forget to have your protein and think to yourself, I'm going to make up for it by having double the amount of protein in one meal. The body, it came out in a recent study that the body can only take up and process so much at one time in relation to your body weight. So it's not a flat amount that applies across the board sort of thing. It applies to your body weight and how much lean tissue you carry. And so because of that, you can't really afford to miss out on protein ingestion on a certain meal, thinking that you're going to make up for it by having double the amount or triple the amount in the next meal. That's not the most ideal way to do things. You want to make sure that you're having some sort of a significant amount of protein intake every 4 to 5 hours through the day. And that's why things like protein shakes and protein bars can really make things easier and come in handy. And they can be used to ensure that you meet that protein demand, especially if you're somebody who is of a higher body weight, carries a lot of lean mass, and needs to be able to maintain that body weight. With that being said, the next step to that is not just having a regular enough intake of protein, but having a regular enough intake of just food in general. So people get busy through the day, you know, that's understandable, no problem. We're all busy in this day and age. And sometimes you either forget to eat or you don't have time to stop what you're doing to eat. But you need to do what you can to reduce that impact and that damage as much as possible, whether that be through, again, through things like protein shakes, protein bars, easy to have, like maybe liquid form meals, things of that nature. It's very important to be able to get it in, because you may think that you will make up for that calorie ingestion, or, you know, the right type of calories later, but often a couple of things happen. You either don't have enough calories later because you know, of stress, or maybe you've had, say for example, too much coffee or caffeine and you're just not that hungry, and so you end up missing your day's target for that day, or you put off eating for so long through the day that by the time you do come to eat, you are starving and you easily can go over calories because you just want to cram some food in to make the starvation go away. And that can obviously screw up the process, because you can easily go over calories, and as we know, calorie restriction or calorie control is very important to keeping your body weight at a certain range, either, you know, weight loss or weight gain, whatever it may be. So that's the other thing. Another point is a lack of intensity and a lack of consistency in training. Now, although for muscular retention, it's very important to have the right amount of calories, and yes, it's important to have carbs. Carbs have a protein sparing effect. The most strongest, the strongest signal for muscle retention is, in fact, training itself. The act of strength training, resistance training, sends a cascade of signals to the body that helps promote not only muscle growth, but certainly muscle retention. And we're talking even at a fraction of what you normally would do, the volume you would normally do for progression in weight gain or progression in muscle development. You can do half, or in some cases maybe even a third, of the workload and volume that you would do for progression in strength and muscle size gain, and be able to completely maintain your current strength levels and muscle mass on very little work for quite a significant period of time. So during times when you get busy, it's important to be able to factor in and hold on to weight training, resistance training, at least, say, twice a week, using compound movements for, you know, 3 sets of anywhere between 6 to 12, fairly heavy, you know, actually giving it a go. And that way, you can definitely hold on to the muscle that you've built, and therefore your metabolism. The other thing that goes in hand with that is people who do train, but they don't put a solid effort into their sets. So the weights that you pick are a little bit on the light side, you're sort of half-assing it, things like that. That's going to definitely damage and limit the progress that you could potentially have, because intensity needs to be at a certain amount, and also volume needs to build up to a certain amount. So by you sort of cutting it short or half-assing it, you're spending the time, but you're not getting everything you could for that time that you're spending. So you might as well use your time wisely and get the most bang for your buck from it. that about covers some of the main mistakes that people make when they are finding it hard to get lean and to stay lean. Obviously, it goes without saying, the calories that you're consuming needs to be at the right amount. You need to be at an amount that, if you're trying to lose weight, is going to cause a deficit and cause you to lose body weight. But with that being said, you need to make sure that the deficit is not so great that you're losing a significant amount of body weight week on week. So what's significant? Any more than about 1% of your body weight lost per week is going to be considered too drastic a loss. Now, obviously, that's going to change for somebody who's starting out and who is much more overweight, perhaps even obese. They have a lot more to lose, and the body will lose it much faster than 1% a week. But we're talking about the average person who's not, you know, super lean, not super overweight, sitting somewhere between the, 15 to 20% body fat percentage, a little bit higher than that for females, obviously. And they are trying to lose the body fat and get lean. For somebody in that range, any more than 1% body weight lost per week would probably indicate that you're also losing muscle mass as you're going on. So you're obviously defeating the purpose a little bit there, because you want to optimize body composition. And when we're talking about an optimal body composition, what we're referring to is a situation where you have a high amount of muscle and a low amount of body fat. That's an optimization of body composition. And to do that in a deficit, you obviously want to be losing pretty much just fat as you're going along, with little or no muscle loss in there at all. And so to maximize that, you need to make sure that the deficit is not too great, so you're not losing too much weight per week, and you're keeping in touch with actual weight training itself, so as to set off those strong signalers for the maintenance and retention of muscle. And coupled that with an adequate amount of protein intake through the days, and you got yourself a winning formula. Hopefully that helps out. It's Amir Fazeli from Adonis Athletics with a strong belong, and this is Bars, Plates, and Protein Shakes. Share this if you know somebody who could make use of it. Thank you very much.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.